Yeah, so I get that, but I'll send you I'll call you this afternoon and tell you what I because I called Bob France. I guess he's been on vacation, but the guy who was subbing for him, I talked to him last night because somebody got me in touch with him and it just clicked. So on Tuesday, Khalid. So on Tuesday we're going to try to broadcast live from the Crop Restaurant. So I'm going to take my Comrex out there. And hopefully I'll be able to put it back together on the next day. Okay? And so we should have a pretty good show there. All right, thanks.
Did you have to put a download on there so your camera would stay online and not go on and offline?
No.
Okay.
So I'm gonna call. I'll talk to Eric on Monday over the weekend.
You'll talk to him,
okay. Right? Because he can't drive the car, can he? We can't put him on. Okay.
No, because he's releasing it to me.
Okay.
It's almost personal, regardless.
Okay.
Yeah. But he should be there as our security.
Okay.
And then hire him as security.
I want to do Ariel. He needs to hear her. The people that are in that room. I can't hear it. That's not gonna happen.
Okay.
Because you're not gonna get this group of people in the room.
I understand.
And they are heavier than.
I understand. She just got an issue with the work.
I do. I understand that, but I want to let you guys know.
You know anybody at the Cleveland Music Institute?
Don't know anybody at the Cleveland Institute. You gotta understand, they do.
Yeah.
They do. They are. They own all the properties in that Playhouse District.
Did she tell you she applied for two jobs there?
No.
That's what. Is a thing because she's been going on interviews and things like that. She's been missing work.
It's not you got. She's got. It's not what you know. It's not how great she is.
Well, we know that.
She needs and
I totally agree.
You got to get out the way.
I'm not in her.
Yep, I'm not saying that way. I'm saying you because you're her manager.
I'm not her manager.
You are
she
her manager.
She does what she wants to do.
True, you're her manager.
So,
ain't you her manager?
No, because she refuses to do what I tell her to do.
Well, that's normal.
Yeah.
That's normal for her age.
You never do that.
Yeah.
Let's pray real quick. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we do thank and praise you for you because you're good, God, glorious, and you're wonderful. God, we ask to bless the furtherance of this day. God, bless everyone under the sound of our voice. God, bless this program, everything that we touch, everything that we come in contact with. God, let your name be revealed and your glory be praised. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
I think I said that back.
Where I'm in the way at is I will not give her my blessing for her to date this guy.
Oh.
A 7-year-old and a 2-year-old child. That's Micah Hall.
Who?
You know, Marshall Hall, the musician.
Yeah.
His son. I said, I didn't raise you to be number two.
You know you lied.
Okay, sorry.
But we'll have that conversation.
Yeah, it's just... It's just, you know, fine guy.
I understand.
Situation's not going to ever be right. Not ever.
La 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 la.
Did I'll come in yesterday anyway. Thank you.
Well, good morning, and welcome to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. I'm in studio with Lloyd Stixburg and Jeff Green. Today is Thursday, 2019, on the April 25th. The month is almost over. Josh is in my ear, and I'm coming out the closet today, so you need to mark today's date.
You're coming out the closet today.
I'm coming out the closet today.
Tracy.
I'm coming out.
I would have never known.
I'm sorry. I've got to come out. It's time. I've been politically correct long enough. I'm going to make an acknowledgement of by the end of the day that everyone needs to know and they need to understand that I'm going to come completely out the closet, be completely transparent, because it's time for me to be me.
Okay. You're voting for Pete Buttigieg.
Well, I ain't got a problem with bougie, and I believe that everybody has the right to do and to live and as they choose. But in a world where I have Starbucks, Sticks wants to know, well, Tracy, why do you have Star and Bucks up there? What's that about? Starbucks wants to put needle dispensaries inside their bathroom.
Yeah.
You mean where they can get an unused needle, or where they can? Can throw away.
Which one?
Yeah, which one, Tracy?
Well, it's like,
because I was in a GM plant. I was in the Corvette plant, and they had hazmat disposal things in the bathroom for people that were diabetic to get rid of their needles.
No, this is not, this is for you to see. Remember, diabetes now they don't have too many needles. They have little pins.
Some people do, but they still use needles. I still see those in places.
If I'm not mistaken, they're going to be dispensing.
Unused needles.
But it's not for diabetics.
Oh, kind of like a condom machine.
Not like diabetics. This is not a diabetic movement.
Okay.
Even though I did see people talking about sugar this morning. But I got issues because Franklin Graham came out this morning and said that, what's his name, Bougie?
Mm-hmm.
Should repent for his sin.
Buttigieg. Buttigieg, I think is how you
pronounce it. I'm not even going to try to do that. Bougie is good for
me. That's not helpful. Just like the people that were screaming Sodom and Gomorrah in his face.
So I have decided to come out the closet. And the announcement that I'm making today is people have the right to sleep with whom they choose. But the order that God made, there are things that you guys need to understand. God made women for men. We are helpmates. God made man to be head of the household. God made women to submit to man, but she's equal with man. God made the perfect order. He made children to be boys and girls, and he said it was good. He told them to be fruitful and multiply. Now, when Adam fell, everything fell with him. But when Adam fell, just because man decided that they wanted to kiss frogs and sleep with frogs, that does not mean that God intended for man to sleep with a frog and make a frog. That's not how it works.
Well, he can't make a frog.
You missed the point.
Mm-hmm.
They told me that if I kiss a frog, they're telling kids right now, if you go kiss frogs and sleep with frogs, you can make frogs. And that now they're believing that they can kiss frogs. So if you want to kiss a frog, fine. I'm coming out the closet. I need for you guys to know something else. The rainbow is not a sign of gay pride. The rainbow happens to be a sign that God will not destroy your behind by water next time. That's what that means. It has nothing to do with, sleep with who you want to sleep, LGBTQ. I'm coming out. I'm telling you, Jeff, I got to come out the closet today just for a little while.
Well, I don't know.
I also need to.
Okay.
Hold on. I'm not being. If you want to, I'm not picking on the gay people, because if you're shacking, you're sinning too. But I'm going to also say this about Franklin Graham. I got a problem with him saying that he needs to repent for him being gay, but he doesn't want to talk about he needs to repent for because he needs his soul saved first, because all of us are sin and fall short of the glory of God. So let's not get it straight. I ain't going to condone bad behavior. But he needs to repent. But he needs to repent from his sins first before he can repent from being gay, because he ain't claimed Jesus Christ as Lord.
I I got a problem with Franklin Graham getting involved in politics the way he has.
Why?
His dad did not. He didn't, not in the way.
Never mind. I'm mistaken. I'm thinking about
not in the way Franklin did.
I'm thinking about the university.
Oh yeah, Jerry Falwell. That's that.
But Jerry Falwell
jumped in with both feet.
So what's wrong with Franklin Graham
all
jumping
four.
In? He can't jump in because his daddy didn't jump. He ain't his daddy.
Because what? This isn't helpful.
What's
it's not helpful.
Helpful.
It's just like the people stand up there
my
screaming.
My problem with his message.
No, it's just like those people that went to that rally and were screaming Sodom and Gomorrah at the guy. It's not helpful.
But that's not doesn't have anything to do with Franklin. He has the right to come.
Yeah, it does.
I disagree with what he said. Like I said, his statement, and
he,
I will play
but
it
he
before
never,
the day
but
is over.
He never said Donald Trump needed to repent for his sin.
That's what
I'm saying. He's only playing one side of the coin.
And that's what I'm saying.
And that's my problem.
I believe that you need to repent from sin, and your sin will deal with everything else. But if you haven't repented from sin, how are you going to repent from just being gay?
Well, you know what?
Because we all sin and fall short of the glory of God.
Well, and there's a difference between being gay and acting on it.
Well, being gay...
Because being gay in itself is not a sin. Acting on it is. It's just like... Being attracted to a woman you're not married to and acting on it.
But again, no matter
what you
what
mean by acting
be,
on it,
you need to repent from your sin.
Right.
That you have to acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord. That
right.
He died, He rose,
yeah,
He's coming
right.
back again.
Right.
You
right.
need to be born again. The problem is, how can you repent from a sin and you're not born again?
Well,
because the problem with the country right now is the country is moving away from God because there is no God standard.
Before
right.
we go too far, did.
What?
Did we hear just a soundbite, or did he say that in his whole discourse about it? See, that's what you have to understand.
Franklin Graham?
Yes.
I'm going to play it before the day is over.
Okay.
And again, I'm just saying, my problem is that they're beating Franklin Graham up. I accidentally turned the TV on this morning, and they're going completely haywire.
No.
Because he says, bougie.
Mm.
What's his name?
Buttigieg.
You can't have a president Buttigieg.
A gay president Buttigieg.
You're telling me, why am I coming out the closet? You can't have
you
a
better
president.
Say the closet you're coming out of, because I think people are getting a misunderstanding of what you're saying.
The closet that I'm coming out of, listen, the rainbow does not mean that folks is gay. The rainbow means Jesus is coming back again to pick up a church without flaw or wrinkle. And the next time God destroys your behind, it won't be by water. It's coming by fire the next time. I believe that's the song. Ain't
but
that's
you know, Stacy.
Good morning, Bianchi.
If we apply the same standards to
who
Billy Graham, if you do.
I can't hear. Who?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
It's Bootie Egg.
We hear you now.
Good morning, Diva.
Good morning
I'm doing fine.
But if we apply the same standards as they're applying to K. Smith on God Bless America, then you have to apply the same standards to Billy Graham for the things he said with Richard Nixon that could be considered racist.
We don't know what those things were because Billy Graham was one of the first preachers to integrate his crusades.
But can I ask
well,
you,
that may be one thing, but he did say some things because they quoted.
But I mean, let me say this: there was a guy who was here. His name is Pastor Alford, and I used to drive Pastor Alford around. What was Pastor Alford's first name?
J. Alford,
and he told me that at one time he was a very, very racist and prejudiced man. And just, I believe you can attest to this because I think I told this story.
He said and talked to me and several other people several times about things like that.
And we need to understand that inside of this conversation that I had with him, he evolved and changed because he found out what he was taught was wrong. And that he repented for it and he did everything he possibly could to make up for it until he died.
He did.
People change.
That's for sure.
The question
well,
is,
yeah, people change, but people try to go back and sanitize history.
Oh, I agree with that. I agree with that. They also go back and they don't look at history in the context of the time when it happened. Correct. You know, just like Thomas Jefferson, you know, people claim he was a huge racist. Well, no, if you look at it in the context of the time, he was a pretty progressive dude.
That's true.
And did not have the desire to really own the slaves. He couldn't keep his property. He sold his slaves.
Well, yeah.
Don't we understand? Times have changed. Times are changing. And things have changed. And we are going back. And we're slamming people up against the wall for a time and a season that was not like it is today. But if we don't stop this madness, what are we going to have tomorrow? I'm going to take a break. You're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. The call-in number here is 516-595-8258. We'll see you on the other side.
Why is Joe Biden getting on a train to go to?
Because for all them years, all them years he was on the Biden Express when he would take the train every day from Delaware down to D.C. to work.
Yeah, but it's when he was a senator to Pennsylvania.
Well, no, he'll fly to Pennsylvania. He'll fly to Pittsburgh.
Well,
he just
why come he's not being held? Why come he's not being held to the same standard as Judge Kavanaugh or Roy Moore?
Because he's a Democrat, and I agree with you, Bianchi. He's not being held to the same standard as Kavanaugh, because the governor of Virginia is still sitting in office.
Coon man.
How in the world does that happen?
Reverend Coon man.
And how is it that are we really, really not under some type of hypnosis? Because you haven't seen any outcry from the black community as they would have had it been a Republican governor. Please explain how they they're not mad by this.
And why come the Congressional Black Caucus are not being held to that same racist standard of practices that they do too?
Hold on, Pionke. I got to come back up. His name is Boutier. Stephen said it. Boutier. I like it. Boutier. Boutier.
There's a soft G there. I know there's a soft G at the end.
It's actually Buttigieg.
Hey,
that's
it.
Buttigieg.
Here on WHKZ AM 1440, we're brought to you by Window World. Please, when you go out for replacement windows, you want to call Window World Youngstown, 1-800-NEXT-WINDOW. In studio, I have Jeff Green and Lily Stixburg. I'm Tracy Winbush. We've got everyone on Facebook Live and Blog Talk. We've got Pianchi on the phone. Want you on the phone, so give us a call. So during the break, Pianchi, you said what? You were saying...
I made mention that these double standards that we're witnessing. You witness Joe Biden is not being held to the same standard as Roy Moore when he was running for election, as Judge Kavanaugh as he was being nominated. The Congressional Black Caucus is being racist by not permitting Roy Cohn, who is the congressional representative for the 9th District in Tennessee, which is majority black. And, you know, you could go on and on.
But the question is, no one's ever held to the same standard. The white man's not held to the same standard as a black man. Or should a white man?
Well,
unless
he's a Republican black man. Look what they did to Herman Cain.
White man,
With Herman Cain?
Well, he withdrew his nomination to the Fed
because
some girl said he was handsy, and if he went forward with the nomination, she was going to bring everything out in public, and she had videotapes and all this other stuff. But if he didn't, she'd just bury it. Now, that sounds like blackmail to me.
Well, my question is, bring it on.
Absolutely.
No, listen to what I'm saying. If you got it, bring it on. Because the question is, it had to be, if I'm in it, you're in it too.
But,
and if you've got videotapes of me, it's going to show more than me grabbing you.
Well, it depends. That's either way it goes. It's not a good
situation. Let's put everybody under a microscope for two or three years and have thousands of people digging into every aspect of your life and see how we can slice it and dice it and ruin your life.
That's why we don't have good people running for office. That's what I am so tired of people being under the cloak and dagger of this cloud, not being able to see what's in front of them. I believe people are asleep. They're zombies. People are dead.
A lot of people are.
I mean, Jeff, again, we keep on allowing things to happen. And no one says anything. It's almost like, okay, sounds like a good thing to do today. We're going to have gender fluid. All right. We're going to light the White House up and we're going to make it a rainbow. And no one says anything. Excuse me. We're going to vote for the guy again because he's a good guy. You know why? Because he's black. He loves us. He has put the most egregious policies that hurt business and people. But they love him.
Especially black business and black people.
And we have a man on the sideline. We hate him because somebody told me to hate him.
And he's doing a whole lot to try to remedy some of the conditions of poor people, period.
So,
and they don't know it because their news sources won't report it.
And the people that are around don't want people to be free. And all we're trying to do is say, you need to stand up on your own two feet, think for yourself, and be free.
Agreed. I totally agreed. We can't argue with that one.
Excuse me? I mean, come on. Have you guys seen if any of those clowns on the other side get in? What do you think America is going to look like in the future?
I think we need to do for the Final Four. We need to do brackets. We got 20 teams now playing. Do you realize that? They got 20 teams over there.
And all of them are losers.
All of them are nuttier fruitcake.
That's what I'm saying. It's not like, okay, and don't get me wrong, I'm not a big Clinton. I'm talking about Bill.
Yeah.
I'm not a big Bill girl. But I'd rather have Bill than Hill. Are you kidding me? This is like, you know, you say women have multiple personalities? It's like taking Hillary Clinton's personalities and slamming them out and making them spread out wide and making them 20 people.
I said this the other day. I miss the good old days when Bill Clinton was president. And he spoke a good Democrat game and acted like Ronald Reagan financially.
Yeah.
Where are those people?
They're not around anymore.
The reason Bill Clinton's economy exploded was because he was doing Ronald Reagan stuff.
This is what they said. The economy is doing great. Most people don't know it because they've not been told it. But then it's almost like they have been hypnotized.
But can't they see it in their paychecks? Can't they see it when they're getting raises?
No, because it's only $20 a month.
Oh, my wife got one of the biggest raises she ever got here.
You pay attention to currency, not cash. See, you don't see your paycheck as though it is an ATM machine. You treat your paycheck as though it's a hammer and a tool. It makes a difference.
Well, understood. Understood, but look how long
it was propagated out there that there was no tax increase because when people filed their taxes, they didn't get as much back in years before, not realizing, like Stick said, that it's on your check every week.
But nobody told them to change the deductions. But again, that comes from lack of information. My problem that I have is things are going really, really insane on some of the comments that people are saying. They just don't make sense at all.
Do you know why?
Yeah, because they're removing God out the marketplace.
No, that's not why. That's not why. The reason why that they're doing this is because they got so close to destroying the economy under Bush and under Obama. They got so close to being a socialist nation that Trump snatched it back from the point of hell. Nobody understands that because they don't know how things work. Trump snatched back this country from the jaws of being a progressive one world government.
I agree. And what I see right now is they're trying to, this is a last ditch effort
to destroy it.
And
if they can win 2020, they'll bankrupt the country and start all over.
So this is what they said this morning. They said that this upcoming election will fundamentally set America on the course that it will go for the next
for the next.
Oh, absolutely. If this Green New Deal people get in, you can kiss the United States goodbye.
Green New Deal.
It'll be over.
Green New Deal. How about any other 20?
How about what?
Any other 20. How many people are on the stage right now for the Democrat side? Don't they have 20 over there?
They're 20, but there's 20 of them, but they're all nuts.
That's what I said. Yeah. Any other 20.
And
they're
that's the
psycho.
Thing. If they get in.
Including Biden.
If they get in with this radical environmentalist thing going. I mean, you got Kamala Harris saying she's going to do executive action on guns. Swalwell's running. He's going to go house to house and take them. How's that going to work out for you?
Listen, there will be civil war
and,
in America if any of them get in.
Swalwell made the statement, I'll take them by force. Remember, the federal government has nuclear weapons. What kind of idiot is he? I mean, do you think Americans are going to – you're going to go door to door and take guns from the people in this country?
Wait, at the threat of a nuclear weapon.
It, you know,
that's what's funny.
Yeah. It ain't going to happen. And Kamala Harris thinks she can pull it off too. They're nuts.
Sticks, does that mean that you're not going to just hand over your guns when they knock on the door?
No.
Listen, now hold on, Sticks. Now, I got a bone to pick with you for a few minutes.
Okay.
Because you're all about law and order.
Yeah.
And you're always saying that we have to go by law and order. You are a law and order guy.
Right.
So when they change the law and order to now,
because
you can't have a gun. Why is it now
because
no longer law and order?
And I'll answer that. Because the ultimate law is the Constitution of the United
Absolutely.
States. The Constitution of the United States says I have a right to own a firearm. I took an oath 30-plus years ago that said I do solemnly swear to support and defend the Constitution against all enemies, foreign and domestic.
So
I'm sorry. If you're in direct violation of the Constitution, you're a domestic enemy of my oath.
I will gladly serve on the front line of a resistance force, even though I knew we might not win if they get the Army on the side. But in this particular case, the Army is on the side of the people. And that's why why we worry about it.
What'd you say, Bianchi?
You know who has the ultimate authority is the U.S. military, not the politicians. Yeah. Not the state, not the police department. It's the U.S. military, those people in the Pentagon. And if they see things going, which is going to be contrary to the substance of this country, then that's when they would step in. I mean, look at does it not happen in other countries?
But our military answers to the civilians. I mean, that would also be a violation of the Constitution because the president is the commander in chief. And the only way that would happen is if somebody like Kamala Harris would order them to go house to house disarm the populace.
I don't see them going house to house.
That's what Swalwell says.
They're gonna do.
That's what Swalwell said.
But you're gonna get shot at the first house, so what you gonna do at the second house?
Well, I mean
what they've got in mind is SWAT type raids on every house in the United States. And they've got first time they start doing it, the people will mount up.
Let me tell you what I think is going to happen. They're going to do it the same way they've done tobacco, the same way they've done seatbelts, the same way they've done anything else. They are recycling. They actually mentally diffuse you, so they don't have to come take their guns from you. They just have to condition the next generation that guns are bad. As soon as you die, I'll go turn my guns in. Grandpa's guns, all those guns that you have, Ray Lynn will go turn them in because they told her this is what's going on. See, they don't have to come get our guns anymore. Because look at our kids and what they stand for and what they are. A lot of them right now are coming out of conservative homes as bloody liberals and want to be socialists.
You need to move outside of the city and out of the large part of the suburbs and walk out into the middle of this
America.
Country.
Walk out into America. Sure, but listen to what I'm saying. We have a large group of conservatives. Their children are going to school. Then they get into college. They're coming back more liberal than their parents sent them off. Because if we did not have that. at it as it is.
If you take a thought like this, that we are at the verge of a lot of young people now are starting to wake up to conservatism, and they are seeing the foolishness of the left.
Well, yeah, when you explain to them, did you see the thing where they wanted to have socialism of grades?
Yeah.
You know, you explain to them how this all works. Suddenly, they're not so liberal no more.
Again, well, I got to take a break. You listen to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. Our call-in number here is 516-595-8258. We'll see you on the other side. What were you saying, Piyaki?
If you don't intervene in your child's thought process that's being incurred in these schools, like the one young man who was having a problem with his name being named after Robert E. Lee, he's thinking about changing his name. That had to be instilled in him from some liberal teacher in his classroom.
Well, Jeff, your daughter went to an arts college, so I'm assuming it was pretty liberal.
Oh, it really wasn't. It was
okay.
A Christian
okay.
Liberal arts, but they started getting that way in the religious department.
Okay.
Because I had to address a couple of things.
Okay.
That they were teaching and things like that.
It
was ridiculous.
Because my daughter went to WVU, and she said there was a complete difference when you walked into any of the engineering departments from when you went downtown into where all the arts and science, arts and liberal stuff
was. Sure, sure.
She said the entire engineering staff, the entire engineering department was all extremely conservative.
Mm-hmm.
And she said you'd go down to the where the English teachers were and all of that stuff, and it was like walking into Moscow.
What I'm saying is we're seeing the numbers shift as far as contributions, seeing the numbers shift as far as their kids coming back and what they're liberal in. So they may be conservative on one side, but they are very, very liberal on social issues.
Well, once again, the young kids are waking up to conservatism.
Well, And you know, I can understand because we pick and as far as the social stuff, or at least the sexual social stuff, we picked and choosed our sins and stuff for so long that our kids are saying this doesn't make any sense. I'm reading that shacking up and homosexuality is both bad, but you're only telling me one's bad. So that makes my parents a hypocrite.
But we're not changing. We're not telling anybody not to shack up.
You can't say that. You can only say for the ones that are doing it that somebody didn't tell them or that they decided to do it anyway.
The overall.
Well, I think.
Well, and
you
know,
back up.
Bag is
hey, guys. Hey, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. Our call number is 516-595-8258. We're in studio here. Want you in studio with us, give us a call. I'm Tracy, and Styx and Jeff are here. Jeff thinks we're growing more conservative and our younger people becoming more conservative?
I think that you're holding
your
ground.
Yeah, there's a pendulum. I agree.
I don't think so.
Okay.
But what's your reason for that? The reason why I'm saying that is because what I see being the trends of what people are doing as far as splintering. They're splintered. People are splintered in their household more so now than ever. And don't get me wrong, so now when your kid comes home and says, I think I'm gay, parents that used to be, oh, no. They're like, well, we're okay with that.
Well, I mean,
I'm just saying that's what's going on more so today than ever before. Am I getting that wrong?
I think you are. I think there's a lot of people that just are being what they are being, and I think that parents are still teaching the same things. However, that spirit of homosexuality is one that is running rampant because of the demasculation of men in society.
I agree.
Yep.
And so you're riding out that crop. that are like that. But there are people out there now that really, they want to have families. They want to do a number of different things and not able to get it done because of finances, this, that, and the other. They're not necessarily turning toward Christianity. That's the problem. Mm-hmm. But they are adhering more because, see, they don't want anybody to take what they got. The what do you call it? The Generation Xers and the other group?
Millennials.
Millennials. Once they find out that these people are talking about taking what they've earned, they earn a lot of money. They earn a lot of money.
Yeah.
They are ticked off, and they start saying, "Oh no."
That goes back to Winston Churchill. When you're 20, if you're not a liberal, you don't have a heart. When you're 30, if you're not a conservative, you don't have a brain.
You don't have a brain.
But again, money. See, they're not as centralized in their thinking. So no, they don't want to take their money. And so they don't want you to take their money. They want to go after taxes and all. But your social issues and your moral issues, they are not as hardcore and or standing on that which they should.
On.
Well, if they demasculating the males, what are they doing to the females to make them turn into
they're
these?
Masculine. They're making them
they're
masculine. Masculine.
They're
we look like little men now. We dress like little men. We act like little men, and we think we're little men.
Jeans and a sweatshirt is enough. And it's a terrible thing to see a woman that doesn't want to look feminine.
Jeans.
We just want to be
jammy pants. jammy pants and a sweatshirt. I mean, what self-respecting woman would walk out of the house looking like that and go to a store?
What's wrong with jammy pants and a sweatshirt?
I can't imagine my wife leaving the house dressed like that.
Neither can I.
I can't get her to leave the back of the house dressed like that.
No.
What's wrong with jammy pants?
Inside your living room, nothing.
How about outside?
No.
I like jammy pants.
Okay, so you go to the store in jammy pants so people can just see everything you have and this, that, and other.
I go to the store in the jammy pants.
And your slippers?
I go with jammy pants and a wife beater. And, yeah, absolutely. Haven't you seen me in my jammy pants? I come in here with jammy pants on all the time.
Yeah,
yeah,
right.
You've never seen it.
No.
Jeff, you,
if there's,
you
some,
see
if there's
you
a woman
see
I know
my
knows
hand
how to dress, it's
all
crazy.
The time. Don't I have on jammy pants
no,
when I go to the
listen,
hairdresser?
No, I don't never
don't
see that one.
Don't you see me looking crazy going to the hairdresser?
No.
Why not? Yes, you do.
You have an image to uphold, and I would disown you if I saw you like that.
There ain't no way
you
walk out.
You know this lady right here?
No.
Uh-uh.
And let me say this to our young women. We need to understand that we do have an image to uphold. Not because you're in the public eye, but because people see you. That's how we were raised, Jeff. The reason why we got dressed to go out. Remember, our parents got dressed up to go to the mall. So what happened to having self pride that people were going to see you, that you had an image to project, no matter where you are?
Timetables happen.
What timetable?
Timetables happen. Having to meet a deadline all the time, working overtime these days. Those are the things that happened, and those things have destroyed people's leisure. They don't have leisure anymore. So they do the quickest
well,
thing
they
can,
can
do.
Well, they can't punch out anymore.
No,
before we had these things, we punched out.
But you know what else is going on? You know what else is happening?
I can remember my mom unplugging a telephone.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
Do you know what else has happened here? I, as a woman, since I can bring the bacon home, cut the pig up, fry it in the pan, and I don't need a man, I've taken on so much, I can't take time for anybody else because I'm the only one doing anything, and I don't have anybody else around me to support me because I kicked him out my house because I don't need a man. Remember, I don't need I don't need you, and I emasculate you. I send you out.
But the thing is, what you've done is you now, if you have children, you're going to your children are more likely to grow up in poverty because you do need a man. But the society told you didn't.
I don't need a man.
Hey, the stats show it. 7% of black families with traditional families, the husband, wife, children in one house, are in poverty.
Man.
79% of non-traditional black families are in poverty.
I don't me.
The stats show it.
The, listen, the women told me, my girlfriends told me, I don't need a man.
Okay. Well, listen.
Well,
since my girlfriends told me I don't need a man, we sit there and misery loves company.
So if your girlfriend, told you that to go jump off a bridge, would you do that too?
That's the old one, chick. That's a good one. Still
why
works.
Why
that's an oldie goodie.
Why do you want to sound like your dad?
I've been watching the Geico commercials.
Hey! No mention the Geico people here. Don't listen to Lizard here. What's wrong with you? Now you're like your dad. What kind of mess is that?
Oh man!
Hey, it happens. Buddy, my 30-year-old daughter called her mom the other day, and she says, "I yelled at my daughter today, and I sounded just exactly like you." It happens. That's just the way it is.
Just the way it is. Some things will never change.
But, I mean, you know, the traditional family is the most efficient way for society to operate. And when you destroy that social compact, that social requirement that looks at the traditional family, and so you've got untraditional families, you've got chaos.
Notice that Uncle Joe came on today. And he didn't say anything about families or making it in America.
Oh.
Nothing, you know.
Nothing. I don't have a plan.
What plan does he have except to overthrow Trump?
Yeah, that's
it. Because Trump is just so racist as he's pouring money into black communities across America.
Well, and the thing
is, have you ever seen so much hatred toward an individual like they are with Trump?
Listen, if they had treated Barack Obama like they treated Trump, because they're treating Trump like he's a black man.
Both sides.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. They treat Trump like he's a black man.
And the thing is, that statement he made about there was good people on both sides, they take that completely out of context.
Oh, absolutely.
Because that entire thing started out as a bunch of people doing a protest about taking down a statue.
From their own city.
In their own city. The white supremacists came in, and then right behind them came the other troublemakers, and that's when the
fight
the fight started.
That's when
and all of them didn't have to be white supremacists either. They just had a view. Just like those that didn't want the statue. Hell, I would have been on the side of those that didn't want the statue to be taken down. I wonder what they would have called me.
You'd be Uncle Tom.
You'd be a Tom. Or a Sambo. One of the two.
Got a question for you guys. The Putin meeting with Kim Jong-un. Yes, no, maybe?
I don't know.
Is it a slap in the eye? Is it a poke in the eye? Is he poking the bear? Or is this going to turn? What does this say? Because if Kim Jong-un on the right side of this, on the wrong side of this? Is Putin on the right side of this, on the wrong side of this? And is this union or this little love fest they're having right now, is it going to show forth that Trump is better at negotiations than
what did
think?
Trump say about the Six Nation pact?
I didn't see.
Long time ago, he said that we removed Russia from the Six Nation agreement, and he said they should be back in there. So now Russia is going to be back in the Six Nation situation as they went and had this meeting with Kim Jong-un in Korea. Don't forget, Donald Trump wrote a book about Korea, North Korea, years ago, 15, 20 years ago.
Oh, yeah. Donald Trump's written a lot of books, not just
Art of the Deal.
Art of the Deal.
He is not stupid.
Yeah.
He is not unaware, and you're going to see that very soon, because once he starts letting this other information out on the other side about the FISA reports and how they attempted a soft coup in America.
The Horowitz report.
That's right. Even on the side of those Horowitz report, there's a report coming.
Yeah.
And so you're going to see a lot of
fan. This is the first time that Putin and Kim, I mean, you got to realize.
Kim ain't been talking to nobody but China.
But you got to realize, Trump brought Kim to the table because nobody would talk to Kim if Trump hadn't gone and talked
right.
to him first.
Russia would have.
Except China.
Yeah, China and Russia. Don't forget, we kicked Russia out of that for something they did, and I can't remember what it was. But I think that happened up under Obama. Because they haven't talked for 10 years.
Is that the Ukraine?
It could be. There's stuff about Biden in the Ukraine that's going to come out, too.
Well, it's not going to come out.
Peter Schweitzer already wrote the book.
Wait a minute. Let's understand this. Whatever Biden does is okay. What everybody else does who has an R by their name is not okay. So Biden can say whatever he wants to say. Virginia governors can do whatever they want as long as you have the D. You got to understand, the D cloaks. It's like there's a cloak in front of you when the D shows up.
You mean like being a member of the Communist Party in Soviet Russia?
That's right. Okay. It's like being the Grand Wizard of the Ku Klux Klan, but you're not a racist and you can be forgiven. But I just got introduced to somebody and they said I'm a racist because I met him. You got to
understand
that.
Talking about the guy that half the state of West Virginia is named after? Robert KKK
Robert
Byrd.
Byrd, yeah.
Oh, who?
Yeah.
No, Robert. We forgot.
Robert Whitehood Byrd.
But he repented.
Of what?
Yeah, remember what Bill Clinton said at his funeral? He was just a good old boy trying to get elected.
So what was Strom Thurmond? And he had
Hugo Black, who was a Supreme Court justice, former a Ku Klux Klan member, and heck, he voted in unanimous on a lot of decisions, like the 54 Brown versus the board, and another decision. So people do change.
So why can Democrats change and Republicans can't? I got to take a break real quick. Then I got to come back and put Franklin Graham. We'll see you on the other side of my break. You listen to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. We'll see you in a moment. Who's talking to Diva? Hi, Diva.
Video says the approval process is similar throughout Latin America.
We'll need first-hand experience in each country.
Having a problem right now.
And BDO can find these people.
BDO has these
people. People who know BDO.
And that's the thing I wish the Mike Pences of the world would understand. That if you got a problem with who I am, your problem is not with me. Your quarrel, sir, is with my creator. And I get that one of the things about Scripture is different people see different things in it. But at the very least, we should be able to establish that God does not have a political party.
This whole feud with Pence is all made up. You know that, don't you? Pence has never said anything but good things about Mayor Pete.
Well, it's obvious in the Bible. It tells you that a man not supposed to lay with a man like you do a woman.
Yeah, Romans 1.
Against the law.
Heck, even back in Deuteronomy.
Oh, yeah.
She's a free moral agent or you're not. And,
yeah, yeah.
You know, I respect people with that type of leaning, but I don't want to walk down the street with them because lightning is not prejudice.
Hold on, Fionke. Hold on, guys. Well, we're back, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. I've been trying to find the clip of the conversation between Bougie Bougie and then what Franklin Graham had to say. And I'll try to find that for tomorrow. So tomorrow, that will be, you will know, I will be there tomorrow because I've got major issues on a lot of sides. And as we go forward in talking about standards, rights, the order of God is always perfect. But right now, these things are just wonky. It's just stupid.
I think to sound like a conspiracy theorist, I think everything that's happening right now is converging for a reason. I think it's all being manufactured. The border, the social breakdown, the family breakdown. And I think if Donald Trump hadn't got elected, we'd be in total chaos in the country right now.
Can I ask you a question?
What?
How in the heck is Donna Brazile on Fox News? Where did she go? How do you go from CNN – I am the Clinton Network News Network, and I'm in love with her, and she's the best thing in the world. I spill the beans on her in a little tell-all book, and next thing you know, you've got her on television, and she's the new what?
She's part of the Juan Williams adversarial commentary.
Right.
I mean, Glenn Beck went to CNN before he went to Fox. His first TV show was on CNN. And then he went to Fox.
He went to MSNBC, too, but that my question.
No, he wasn't on MSNBC.
He wasn't. Okay. I'll take that.
They needed somebody with a blind allegiance to the Democrat Party and to the Clintons to come on and fight their battles. She is blind to them, and she's not dumb, but, you know.
Yeah, she's very disarming.
She's very disarming.
She's like, you know, they say Dagan McDowell on the Business Channel.
Right.
She'll gut you like a fish and smile at you, and you'll never even know it. Donna Brazile.
Donna has been doing a good job of being advocate for the Democrat Party, even though her arguments don't add up to anything.
But let me ask you this.
Yeah, she don't get mad.
So who stands up for the American people?
Donald Trump.
Who?
Donald J. Trump.
Glenn Beck.
Glenn Beck is doing it.
Levin.
Mark Levin, the great one. Sean
Tucker
Kennedy.
Tucker Carlson.
Tucker Carlson. You have these people. Even Geraldo is on
TAM.
Station doing his thing.
I was an actor.
Doing his thing, talking about, you know, they did spy on Trump, and yes, we need to get to the bottom of it. These people need to be brought to justice.
Trump's absolutely right. What happened to him is an affront to our country, and it should never happen to another president or presidential candidate again. I mean, this stuff is J. Edgar Hoover stuff. You know, we were supposed to stop this.
When do we expose it? I mean,
they're trying to.
In America, we have the most technology. We have the most streamlined ways of communicating. We've got cameras everywhere. So if you pick your nose, somebody's got you on camera. Please tell me, why is it that the majority of America has no idea what the heck is going on in their own nation?
Go ahead, Bianca.
And don't forget Barack Obama. Don't leave him out of the picture, too, because he's guilty. His hands are dirty. He needs to be brought to task.
And they keep talking about how bad Barr is
because
Eric Holder ain't got nothing on him.
No. Let's skip Eric Holder. Listen, I love Barr as long as Barr says what I want Barr to say. But now that Barr comes out and says, I don't find that there's anything wrong with this, we hate Barr because Barr is only for Trump.
Are you kidding me? That was the same way with Moore.
Yeah,
Mueller didn't really mean what he said. He just, you know.
When did we?
And that one goes both ways though.
And do we understand?
Because there was a lot of people spent 2 years cutting Mueller down.
But do we understand? We are doing this. They're still talking about 2016. We are in 2019. We're headed into 20, and we're still talking about an election that had nothing to do with the electoral process. That had to do with people not thinking when they read something on social media.
But you're right, because there are a lot of people, especially Democrats, that honestly believe that the Russians tampered with vote tallies.
And that's what I'm saying.
Right.
And
in the United States of America,
nobody can tamper with a vote tally.
Trump was not supposed to win.
They can send people in to vote illegally and change the vote that way. But once those ballots go in the ballot box, unless somebody steals the ballot box, they cannot be tampered.
I know that. You know that. But why do we keep – why the news media will not come out and give that piece of clarification. They will not say it's not about voting because they do not want people to go and exercise their right to vote so that they can actually start making laws that are just stupid, like putting casinos inside of a constitution in Ohio, putting minimum wage inside of a constitution in Ohio because you're stupid.
Well, once again – your news source is not reporting it if you don't know this, because I know it already.
But Jeff, again, you are a junkie.
It doesn't matter.
I don't think
you've got to search it out. If you don't search it out, it does not come to you.
But for one thing, basic physics or basic civics has been removed from our classes. And I don't believe a lot of people that voted for those things really realized they were going into the Constitution.
They don't even know that. They have no idea that they put those businesses in the Constitution. They have no idea
was,
that
they
turned they
thought it
minimum
was,
wage.
Are you for raising the minimum wage? Well, yeah. If you'd have said, are you for putting it in the Constitution that there's a
they'd have said no.
It has to be raised every time the CPI goes up?
They don't even know that what the difference between a referendum is and a law. They have no idea. And I'll say this, and if we're not careful, they're going to put cannabis and marijuana and everything else in the places where they do not belong.
Well, this is what they're doing.
And people are ignorant. You may know, Jeff Sticks, you may know, but the majority of the American people, you can tell because when you do those little skits on the street and you show them a picture of Joe Biden and they don't know who he is, they don't know what he does.
Thank God.
No, that's
all right,
bad.
Hold
that's
where
bad.
You are there. Well, then that means that the education system is flawed. But here
it
you
is.
Got Bessie DeVos that wants to change it, and they say she's destroying it.
Again, because we haven't educated them on what education is. For some reason, you think you send your children to school to learn morals.
When she spoke at Bethune-Cookman at historical black colleges, the students in the audience stood up and turned their back to her, and some people was booing. That was so
disrespectful.
They don't
even know what she has and what she does. Bessie DeVos.
All she had to do is be attached to Trump, and she'll receive that treatment because, unfortunately, the Democrat Party has done an excellent job of brainwashing the people.
Gotta go.
And that's it.
Well, we'll be back on tomorrow. Because I'm out the closet, and you're listening to Tracy and Friends here on WHKZ AM 1440. We got major issues, and we need to talk about them, because if you don't get involved, the country in which you know will not be the country that you know tomorrow. God bless you. Have a good day, and we'll see you then. Thanks, Josh. I'll call you this afternoon. Thanks.
Okay, make sure I know what we're going to be doing Monday by the numbers.